Welcome to the Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years in the fitness industry to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control and become a master of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get right into today's episode. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. I hope you're all doing well, and I hope you all had a lovely Christmas. Now, time does fly by, and this is the last episode before 2020. So I hope you're all ready for the new year. You're full of energy, full of motivation, and ready to kickstart. So I wanted to think, how could I add to that? What would be something that I could share with you in this episode that's really going to help you as soon as this new year starts, or even just before? And across 2019, and in all cases, with the work that I do with fitness professionals, developing a business mindset is one of the most crucial things that you can do for your business. One of the most beneficial things that you can do for your business. You see, if you want to progress, you have to make a shift from being a fitness professional to being a fitness business professional. So in episode 133, I want to talk to you about how you can develop a business mindset, why a business mindset is so important to the overall development of your career. Now, I want to highlight something. The majority of you will have not really worked in the corporate or business world. You will have either come from school, come from college, come from university, done a personal training certification, and that would have been your start in the fitness world. And with that being said, the majority of knowledge that you have is all fitness related, all training related. Who has taught you not only how to run a business, but how to think like a business person? On a day-to-day basis, you train your clients, you pick clients up on the gym floor because you need clients, you lack necessarily aggressiveness, and I'm going to explain what aggressiveness means, but you lack assertiveness, should I say, at other times when it comes to progressing your business. So you fill your diary up, you have a certain amount of sessions, and you do your clients, you do their programming, you try and help them to achieve results, and you kind of work with a set number of clients on a week-to-week or a month-to-month basis. Now, for most fitness professionals, that's your measure. You fill your diary, you train your clients, and you work the set amount of hours that you have, whether you're an online coach or a personal trainer, and that's really it. But very often when I speak to fitness professionals, I say, look, where do you want to be? What is frustrating you? Well, my business isn't really growing that much. And I ask, well, what's your measure of business growth? You know, in a lot of cases, it may be that you haven't got enough clients. In other cases, it may be that your diary's full, but you're wanting to move forward. You see, the word I want to move forward is you're wanting to see a degree of progress. So with your limited business skill set, you're wanting to get somewhere, but the frustration lies is not having the skills or tools or ability to make that happen. Now, I was very fortunate when I was growing up because my dad is a businessman, he's a property investor, and I watched him from a very young age. His drive, his commitment, the hours that he used to work. You know, I've said this on the podcast before, I'd get up in the morning and he would already be halfway to London. I would see him working at home in the evenings, working at home at the weekends. I'd listen to him talking to people about what he's doing. And I could understand his vision and listen to his strategies. And I still do that on a day-to-day basis when we have conversations. And I worked for his company for 4 years prior to getting into the fitness industry. He also helped me get a job with a property company. It was quite a corporate, big corporate company. And so prior to getting into the fitness industry, not only had I worked for my father, I'd lived with my father and listened to his mind, listened to the growth that he was working on for his business. But I'd also worked for other companies that had goals within the business. There were targets for the business. And I used to watch the pace that people used to operate at to achieve these goals. And when I joined the fitness industry, in my head, because I'd been surrounded by business and people's goals and targets and a lot of forward thinking, futuristic thinking, thinking about the future, I naturally started to train my clients and fill my diary. And when I got to the point where my diary was full, my brain was constantly thinking to me, okay, what's next? And because of the word what's next, and my father always used to say to me, okay, well, when your diary's full, you know, where do you go from there? And so there's a constant challenge inside of me, you know, which is something that's really, really important to for you guys to understand. Because as I said at the beginning of the podcast, if you've come into the fitness industry without having any business experience, and it's very, very important I say this to you, if you've had very little in terms of role models around you in terms of business growth and development, you're coming into the industry without a business mindset. So naturally, you're not thinking about what's next. You're not thinking about where could you get to. You're not thinking across a day-to-day basis about business growth. And what's happening is that you are naturally going to be frustrated because you'll see other people growing and developing, but you want the same to happen to you. And here's the thing. I explained on a podcast a while ago, distance from destination. If you lack business acumen and business skills, I'm going to talk to you about in a second, I'm actually going to highlight in this episode what you need to learn and also where you need to go to learn it, because it would be pointless to me just highlighting you today, right? These are the skills that you need to learn if you want to grow a business, if you want to move forward, without giving the opportunity to know where you can actually develop these skill sets from. And another point that I want to highlight is when I came into the fitness industry, I was already living away from home. I had rent to pay, I had responsibilities. And the funny thing about business people is business-mindsetted people have responsibilities. Now, the responsibility might be that they've set a goal for themselves in life. It might be a responsibility that they've said that they want to achieve a financial target. It might be that they've got family to look after. It might be that they've got a mortgage, which is another level of responsibility. And this is interesting because when you look at someone that's lacking drive, I often look at responsibility and I say, you know, in some cases for fitness professionals, if you're living at home or if you're earning a decent amount of income and you can afford your rent where you are right now, or you're not paying rent at home, or you have your own property, and you think, well, is there a degree of comfortableness? Am I actually quite comfortable? I can afford everything around me. And then I say, well, you've got to step up the degree of responsibility. You've got to set your goals, the expectations for your life a little bit higher. And it was the same for me, you know. When you have a business mindset, you're always trying to put yourself in a more challenging or uncomfortable environment because that's the only time that you'll grow. And my challenge to you, going back to me working for my father and working in different businesses, is I was constantly surrounded by people that were always challenging themselves, always pushing the boundaries. And so when I came into the fitness industry, once I got to 30, 35 sessions of personal training, I was like, well, where's the challenge? I remember being surrounded by challenge, but I'm not inspired and motivated by not having anything around me. So it's important that I just highlight at this point that if you want to grow your business, you want to develop your business, responsibility is very, very important. And often it's you that's got to replace place the responsibility in front of you. One of the attendees of my last business mastermind, he joined the mastermind living at home, very little responsibility, was going to commute into London to develop his personal training business. And I said, you're not going to find any urgency while you've got the bills being paid at home and you're not paying any rent. Get an apartment in central London. Get a little studio, bed sit, whatever it is. But put the responsibility of rent on your shoulders. And I tell you, within the first 3 months, the business brain that developed in that individual was incredible because there was responsibility. And so as a mentor to personal trainers, and the mentoring that I do in my mastermind program is one of the most important things, is that I help fitness professionals to develop a business brain. So placing responsibility in front of you. And one of the things you can place responsibility in front of you is having a crystal clear vision. And you see me on my social media platforms talk about vision, and you'll think, oh, that's not as sexy as just earning money. But I'm telling you, if you have a crystal clear vision and you place a level of responsibility in front of you, that in itself will make more money because you'll be inspired, you'll be motivated. And when we talk about building a business, it's how do I earn more money? Building a business is about building a framework for success. And here's an interesting point on that. The majority of fitness professionals, you'll work on your own. And so when you've got people around you that don't have a crystal clear vision, how are you going to ever be inspired or challenged to create one for yourself? I am incredibly inspired on a day-to-day basis by the vision that I have, but also inspired by the vision that my colleagues have around me. And so I'm just going to challenge you for a second on the vision. Where's yours? Who's inspiring you around you on a day-to-day basis to push yours forward? Now, the next thing I want to talk to you about is your goals. And understanding, this is from a business perspective, understanding your goals. So you have your vision, and then you have these intermediate goals along the way. But how does each goal that you have on a day-to-day basis impact the vision that you have for yourself? So the example that I'm going to use here is client results, because you're all fitness professionals, you all work with clients, you are all working to help people achieve results. Now, if you have a business mindset, you will be a little bit more ruthless with how you attack every single one of your individual goals. And let's take one client for example. If you have the goal of achieving a better reputation for body composition results, then a business mindset client would look at every single one of their, or business mindset coach would look at every single one of their clients on a day-to-day basis. And every single one of your clients, you'd be doing the utmost. Because if that client doesn't achieve a result, then your reputation is not going to grow. Now, if you're able as a business mindset coach to link every single client that you have to the overall vision and reputation that you want in 3 to 5 years' time, you would be working diligently with your education, with your networking, with your mentoring with different people. And I guarantee that the level that you're operating right now, there's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different levels that you could operate at if your goals and tasks, i.e. the results that you were achieving with your clients, was linked to a high vision and a higher goal. And you question sometimes. Here's the thing. I'm talking about aggressiveness. Why do you tend to notice certain trainers that you follow or that you respect, and it's like, how are they getting results all the time? How are they pushing people through? I'm going to be honest with you. A lot of them have not actually got dissimilar skill sets to you. They're just a lot more aggressive. They know whether or not the clients that they're working with are going to complement their goal, their vision, or are they complicating it? I remember in terms of the work that I was doing with my clients over the years, I was pretty ruthless, if I'm honest. I'd rotate clients in and out depending if they were helping me to get to where I wanted to. Is this ruthless? I had a vision and I was determined to get there, but I had a business mindset. So the separation from a lot of coaches is, you know, the fitness professional will train their clients and they will get through every day and they'll have a certain amount of sessions every single week. The business, the fitness business professional will be saying, well, every single client's an individual step towards my goal, is a step towards what I want to be known for. And if I could take my clients' results, their training intensity, my focus and attention to every single session, this is why, guys, you notice people operating at a different level. And talking of different levels, do you notice how some professionals around you seem to earn more? They train clients, they charge more. This again, it's a business mindset. Now, some fitness professionals are not too focused on revenue, they're focused on results. But then that same fitness professional that's focused on results also wants to focus or has a goal of a better quality of life and that area of their life to move forward. And therefore, revenue will be an important factor. And so you look at people who work at a completely different pace and you're thinking, well, this business-focused coach has a goal of where they want to get to and they respect and understand that finances is a part of that. And as such, the intensity that they're putting into their goals in terms of the results that they're achieving with their clients, they're putting their prices up. And you watch this person, you think, why are they putting their price? How are they able to put their prices up? And what you're doing is on a day-to-day basis, this person has got clearly defined goals, clearly defined vision with the goals. They are looking at their clients and trying to get clients at the best results that they possibly can. They're getting rid of some of the clients that are not supportive of the goal and bringing new clients in. They are putting their prices up reflective of their education and their ability to achieve results. And that level of intensity, that level of focus, that level of business mindset is seeing them move forward notches quicker than you. But here's the thing. What is it that they have different from you? They're approaching every single day as a business. It's not just training clients. And this is a big passion of mine. And it stemmed, as I said to you earlier on in the podcast, from the privilege I had growing up around business and how that level of business carried over into the way that I approach my business. And because I said, look, training clients is not enough for me. Wanting to build something for my future is what I personally want. So I had to start looking into all those areas that we're gonna be missing. And because I worked in business, I'd looked at things, areas such as finances and money and marketing and systemizing my business, developing my brand reputation, communicating with my target audience. Another thing, guys, business professionals, business developing a business mindset is part of professionalism. You know, I've talked about this in one of the episodes before, but you know, when you go into corporate businesses and professional businesses, you know, across the board, if you want to develop more of a business mindset, you've got to see this stuff going on. You know, one of the ways you can actually be a part of growing the fitness mindset is joining me in January. You know, spend 6 months with me and let me impart everything that I can on you to give you a business brain, build a vision, build a business framework, develop all the systems that you need to layer on. And I'm sure you're a fantastic fitness professional, but one of my biggest passions is layering on the fitness business aspect that gives you the opportunity to see what you do on a day-to-day basis as something that can grow and something that into something that can be bigger than it is for you today. Now, I'm sure on a day-to-day basis, you find that you're limited for time. And I've got the same time or hours in the day as you, but because of business and because I've worked in business, I've been able to realize that we can be more time efficient. We can automate, we can delegate, we can have people. I've had graphic designers, web developers, administration, marketers. You know, from the first time I opened up M10, which was 12, 13 years ago, the first M10, because in business, people that were working around and mentoring and guiding me, said, look, Mark, you know, you don't need to be doing all this yourself. You need to be focused. And this is the other thing. Business-mindsetted coaches, they know where their genius lies. You know, you're a coach. You're a personal trainer. You're an online coach. You're a trainer. You know, you're not supposed to be doing all these other stuff. But, you know, the problem with being a trainer or being a trainer's mindset is you're not thinking outside of the box. You're trying to juggle everything, and therefore you're becoming very time poor. Because you haven't got a business mindset, you're not necessarily very technical. And as a result, it takes you a long time to set your clients up. You don't have a lot of your systems automated, whether it's videos or onboarding processes. All of these things are what a business mindset would help you with. So I want you to take your time, listen to this episode again, and just look over it and think, okay, I'm training my clients, possibly not getting the best out of them, not getting the best results. I'm charging an hourly rate. Potentially this year, I want to charge more. What have I got to do? I want to grow my reputation. What have I got to do? I want to reach more people and help more people. What have I got to do? Or maybe you need to look at the business side of things, such as finance. You know, on the Mastermind and my business coaching programs, I teach about finance and tax and looking at forecasts and actually creating a plan 1 and 3 years down the line where you can actually see, dependent on how you operate your business, whether or not you're going to be seeing an increase in your revenue. And what will your increase in revenue help you with in terms of your vision? Where do you want to live? What type of life do you want? Marketing. You can't build a reputation without marketing. If you sit at home and just work on your clients, you'll be known in the gym, you'll be known by your clients, but in terms of growing a reputation, ultimately increasing your income streams further down the line, whether or not you create online programming, online courses, whatever you do, ultimately a business-focused person is thinking about the future. And here's the thing, one of the big things that I focused on with my business mindset was the fact that I wanted a reputation. A lot of you want a reputation. And as I said to a couple that I was talking to this morning, if you want a reputation, it starts today, which is why today's episode is so helpful. Because in 2020, if you want to grow your business, if you want to build your reputation, if you want to move forward, money, finance, planning, marketing, systemizing your business, making your branding solid, developing all the operations around your business, automating your systems, developing high levels of professionalism. This isn't to do with personal training. This isn't to do with nutrition or biomechanics or the actual coaching that you do with your clients. This is to do with turning yourself into a business professional and layering these two together. And here's the other thing. The hours that you coach your clients on a week-to-week basis, the hours that you do checking clients in, that's a fraction of your business. It's part of your business. You know, as a business professional, I would finish my clients and sit in the office and work on all the other areas of creating my website, looking at my accounts, creating forecasts from my accounts, doing my marketing, doing my content. You know, still to this day, mentoring and coaching and teaching and running my masterminds and all the things that I do, they are a part of what I do. But I can't get in front of the type of people that I want to get into in front of, such as yourselves, unless I've done all the due diligence with my marketing, without doing all the due diligence with my systems and having my team work around me, because I can't do what I do without my team at M10. So I hope today's been a real good insight to you, that there needs to be a shift in 2020. If you want to grow a business, if you want to increase your revenue, if you want to build a better reputation, if you want to increase your products and services and offerings. You know, over the years, guys, I've opened 2 gyms, created multiple ebooks, video courses, seminars, mentorships, masterminds. These are all because of my focus of business. And remember this, every single client that I've ever worked with in my career, I've had one thing focused on every single one. Building my reputation, building my career. And so every single one of my clients, I'm truly grateful for, because if I approach them right and train them right and get the right results with them, then I knew that I'd be one step closer to developing the business that I want to have. That comes back to my vision. And this is all business stuff I'm talking to you about. That's why on a day-to-day basis, businesses have organizational goals and targets to hit weekly and daily. Because if they know they're going to hit them, they're going to reach their goal. And I knew that if I was going to be presenting X amount of results every single month, getting X amount of articles, getting X amount of content, creating X amount of videos, learning a certain amount, and working all of the hours outside of my personal training sessions and delivering exactly what I've just told you I was doing, I know everything would be progressing forward. They're my measures. They're my business key indicators. So hopefully this has given you an idea to what it is that you need to do to develop a bit more of a business mindset. And We are very close to the start of my next business mastermind. You don't need to struggle and develop this on your own. You can have me help you do that. It's what I do every 6 months on the Business Mastermind, and January the 17th could be the start of your big year, where I will help you. I'll teach you finance, marketing, branding, systemizing, automation, professionalism, just to name a few of the areas. But you'll also work with a group of inspiring fitness professionals who all want to level up and develop a business mindset. So if you want to take your business to the next level in 2020, just send me a message on Instagram and say, look, I want to talk to you about the mastermind. Rather than going to the mastermind page, if you want to go on to the, click the link in my bio and have a look at the link. But if you just want to chat to me about it, send me a message. But a big part of developing your business in 2020 is developing a business mindset. I hope today's episode has helped you. I wish you every success in 2020. Look forward to helping you. And as always, please share the podcast, help more fitness professionals, and have a very, very happy new year.